Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:07:21 here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, October 9th. 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and his great Basiliga hospitality as we head into the weekend, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today, like Frank Kalura, Carbondale, Sam Messina, West Pittston, Joseph Doherty, South Abington Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, letting you know that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. In an insane world, a couple of you had texted in regarding these horrible Supreme Court judges trying to be retained. The three-headed radical judges have slick TV ads running for retention, which tells you that they know they are in trouble. Yep. Another Bob, the vote no to retaining these judges working. For the first time ever, I saw a commercial for all three judges pleading to vote yes. God bless Scott Pressler for all his work in Pennsylvania, says Wendy in Taylor. And then says, not that Wendy. So there's two Wendys in Taylor. Love it. Ginny C says, checking in. Just put the radio on. So where the hell do you think you're going for a week and not taking me and Lorraine with you? She says, like Mom always said, even cars have a spare. I will hurry back. Thank you, Ginny. And I was in touch with Lorraine last night. I said, Lorraine, I would like a poem before I go away. We'll see if she does it. Somebody sent the link to the journalism group that Chris Kelly should be reported to for his candidate collusion. It's unbelievable. I mean, the columns of Chris Kelly's columns are simple-minded enough and full of enough lies. He's got to get lies from Wendy and Mayor Cognetti. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And, oh, and Bill Gaughan, yeah. And Pat McKenna. Pat McKenna is Bill Gaughan's hateful sidekick. And Wendy Mayapolsky-Wilson is the hateful sidekick of Mayor Paige Cognetti. Why do they need people to think for them? I don't know. Oh, it's crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff. It's Thursday. NFL tonight. College. All of that. And you know what that means? That means it's time for the Weekend Warrior. And here he is. Mike, Sid, Helen. Sid, how are you?
Good, Bobby. How you doing?
Great to be back with you again this week, although it means time's flying.
Oof. Yeah, it is. It's going by fast.
Dear Lord.
Time waits for no one, my friend.
It does not. Do we have a decent NFL game tonight?
Well, it could be. It all depends on what Eagle, if the Eagles offense catches
deer.
Oh, this
is Eagles-Giants tonight. That's right.
Eagles-Giants tonight. The Eagles have owned them now for the last 15 years. It's kind of been a lopsided record against the Giants. But it all depends. I mean, if the Eagles get it together offensively, the Giants are a little banged up. So are the Eagles. Their offensive line is banged up. Let's see what happens. But I'm going with the Eagles, who the line is down to 6.5 from 7.5.
Really?
So I'm going to take the Eagles over the Giants, as always.
And Sid, that's a big difference. When the line moves that way to under a touchdown from over a touchdown, it is,
yeah.
It means that the money is going in a particular direction.
Yeah, there's money. There's giant money coming in, I would imagine, if it dropped the point, you know? So,
well, you know the over-under on this one.
I really don't know, Bob. I don't pay much attention to the over and under. I really don't.
All right. Well, the pie man's coming up later. He'll tell us. But
well, the pie man's not going to tell you. Well, he has a script, don't he? He's pretty well prepared, isn't he, all the time?
He's ready for action, yes.
He's ready for action. I'm talking off the cuff.
Well, he gets to support, you know, he gets to talk only about one team. So, you know, you got to cover college and pros.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
I got a couple of college games.
You see the Eagles tonight covering the 6.5. Talk to us about college now.
Yes. College, I have two on Saturday, the Red River rivalry, Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma over Texas. Oklahoma is, believe it or not, getting 1.5. And I'll take Oklahoma in that one. The other one is a nice game on Saturday night. Oregon is at home with the upstart Indiana Hoosiers. Oregon is a 7-point favorite. I'm going to take Oregon.
And Sid, is Oregon in the Big Ten now?
Yeah, Oregon plays in the Big Ten, Bob. Yeah.
But you can't. Yeah. You just can't keep track of this stuff. I can't.
Anyway. Well, you have West Coast teams. Half of that Pac-12 is in the Big Ten, and it doesn't seem like old traditional Big Ten football, but you know how money moves things, my friend. It moves it. So
honestly,
it is what it is.
All right, and let's move on to the pros on Sunday. What do you got?
On Sunday, I like the Dallas Cowboys over Carolina. Carolina's won their last two. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. They're a 3-point favorite. Dak Prescott is playing outstanding. I don't normally like to take Dallas. I like to stay away from them, but I'm going to go with Dallas. A 3-point favorite over Carolina.
Okay. And?
I love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now. Baker Mayfield, if he ended the season now and awarded an MVP award, I think you would have to give it to Baker. He's played outstanding. They're a 3-point favorite at home against the 49ers, who's also playing good football right now. But Tampa Bay, I like Tampa Bay a lot, and I'm going to stick with Tampa Bay as a 3-point favorite over the 49ers to win.
All right. What other NFL do you have for us?
And the one more I have is right now, and nobody's given them much attention, but the Detroit Lions are back where they were last year around this time, putting up an awful lot of points. They are a 2.5-point favorite over the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody's afraid always to bet against the Chiefs, but you know the Warriors not. I love Detroit. -2.5 to beat Kansas City. Kansas City is not winning those close games that they did last year. I'm not saying the magic is worn out on Mahomes. Mahomes is still a great quarterback. But, boy, the Lions are put together pretty good. So we're going to go with Detroit to knock off the Chiefs on Sunday.
And, Sid, I want you to think about this now. You're the weekend warrior, but, you know, you coached the St. Anthony's Hawks for so long. I was thinking, I said, we may have to switch the name to the Halftime Hawk.
The Halftime Hawk, isn't bad. Bob, I'll go with any nickname. You know me. I like the attention. So what the hell?
All right. What other
I told Mars. I was telling Mars. You mentioned him on the radio. He was laughing. Yeah.
Mars, he's the best. He's always laughing.
Me and Mars, we haven't walked in a while. I need a knee replacement, and Mars is hobbling around. So, you know, the Road Warriors, we've been out of commission for a little bit. So.
All right.
Hey, Bob, one more thing before you get off. What do you think of Penn State's loss to UCLA last week?
It didn't surprise me because I was watching the game up at the Marjan.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're that great of a football team. And Chet Palovecchio gave the analysis. He said they've got a quarterback who seems to have every physical tool but hasn't gotten better in his 4 or 5 years at Penn State. He hasn't developed.
Yeah, I think, though, in his defense, and I agree with Chet. I really do. I agree with him 100%. They spent a lot of money in NIL this year, but they're still weak at the receiver spots. Their receivers can't get separation from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, that's what I've seen so far. But talent-wise, I mean, they're
who do they play? Who does Penn State play this week?
They have the Smack Kids from Northwestern.
Okay,
they're playing all the smack kids this weekend.
But Sid, every game's a question mark.
Yeah, it sort of is. There's no question about it. And I did tell you a couple weeks ago, if I took Penn State again, to punch me in the face the next time you saw me. And you're still pretty well put together, so I'm not taking that chance.
Dear Lord. So we got Dallas, Tampa Bay, Detroit. Any others?
Yeah, that's really it, Bob. Okay. I'll just sit, kick back, and watch the rest of them. Monday night doesn't interest me that much, but these six games seem to be good enough. We were 4-2 last week, so, you know, I'm sort of climbing my way out of it. So.
You're riding.
They won't repossess my car this week. So.
Right. Mike Hallinan, the Weekend Warrior, as intrepid as ever.
Thanks,
we'll
Bob.
Be back on the Bob Cadaro Show after
Have
this.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Sid. Thanks.
All right, Bobby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Do you believe in magic? Love and Spoonful moved into the top 10 charts at number 10 this date, 1965, Murph tells us. Bob Cadaro back on the eponymous program. Somebody says, hey, Bob, is this Tom H guy a good one to vote for commissioner? I'm a Chet Murley guy. And Tom is a good guy. He's a good guy. But I'm for Chet Murley. I just think he's great. I think we need a new majority, not a reworking of the old majority. I think Gaughan's got to be sidelined for the sake of the county. And the only way that could happen is for Chet Murley to win. So that's my view. In fact, we're going to try to have Chet Murley on today. Somebody said, morning, Bob. Bugs are checking in, out working yesterday. Just so happens one job was at the Crystal Lake Hotel, helping Patrick out. And he said Patrick couldn't speak more highly of you and said I was there Sunday. And the great song. That's right. I'm happy you reminded me of that, Bugzar. I've got the song that Patrick shared with me, and I read it because I don't think anybody wants me to sing. Let me do it before I go to the phone. This is from our guy Patrick up at Patrick Oliveri at Oliveri's Crystal Lake Hotel, which is awesome. He said, if you don't like the way that we do things today in the good old USA, if there's more liberty over the sea, you don't have to stay. If you don't give a hoot, feel the flag we salute. If you can't sing our nation's song, if you can't be true to the red, white, and blue, then go back where you belong. And that's Jolson, Al Jolson and Jimmy Cagney. Thanks for reminding me of that, Jeff. I appreciate it. LTS back at you. We were talking about the judges. Let's the Supreme Court judges we need you to vote against. And they are the three amigos, Wecht, Donahue, and Daugherty. All political hacks from Philadelphia and Pittsburgh political machines. And they're a disgrace. And on that subject, let's go to John from Scranton. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Great.
Bob, these judges, we vote no, right? No one else
Correct.
Did, right?
Correct. They're awful. Yeah. They don't care about the Pennsylvania Constitution that they are sworn to uphold. All they care about is the left-wing lunatic agenda.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I'm not voting for the mayor. I'm only voting for the mayor because I'm going to vote for Trish Beiner for mayor.
She's a good candidate. She's a good candidate. I'm Gene Barrett because I think he can actually win. I don't think the city's ready for a Republican mayor right now, but that's just my view. She's a good candidate, a real good candidate.
So I'm Republican, so I can vote independent?
Yes. You can vote for anybody. Yeah, okay. Like, I'm registered Republican, but I committed to Gene Barrett back in January. So whoever ran, but I was already committed to, and happily so, by the way. And he could win. Okay. He could win. I've been following this. He could possibly win. He really can. We got to get rid of this mayor many names and her Wendy sidekick and all this nonsense, Chris Kelly.
Yeah, I understand.
I know. Okay. And John, okay. I could drive my truck again without having to change the tires every month.
These roads in the city of Scranton are a mess.
The federal government handed us 60 some million dollars to fix them, and we didn't get it done. Unreal.
How about that city council building? Look how long it took them to fix that.
Well, but it's election year, so they had to make it look like it was fixed now. So the mayor could run for two offices at once. Yeah.
Two offices at once. Could you imagine she wants to run for two offices at once?
Arrogance.
My God.
Arrogance off the charts.
She can't do one the right way. She wants to run for two.
I know. Well, because they always, the left wingers, they always want to do more damage.
Isn't that sad, Bob? Isn't that sad?
I know it. Well, John, thank you for asking about the judges. That's an important deal. It really is.
It is. I'll know for three, definitely.
All right, man. Thank you. John from Scranton. Now, something I want to point out. Let me tell you how awful the newspapers are. Now, the one newspaper, the Scranton Times, just for example, Governor Josh Shapiro is on the front page. He's walking with one of the four horsemen of the hypocalypse, Billy Gaughan, the awful, awful left-wing lunatic Lackawanna County Commissioner, the person who would be king, who thinks he could run the county on his own, and then accuses Trump of the same. Again, they always accuse you of what they're doing. And they have the picture on the front. Now, here's the headline. Shapiro unveils $39 million in funding, giving you the impression that he brought $39 million to Northeast Pennsylvania. No, it's $39 million for the whole state. He didn't bring $39 million here. And speaking of gone, you turn the page, and they gave some $5,000. Lackawanna County gave $5,000. It's a good business, but $5,000 to a business that does wigs. And I'm thinking to myself, there are hundreds and hundreds, I wouldn't say thousands, hundreds and hundreds of other hairstylists across the county. But Gaughan gives it to this one, the $5,000. Is there $5,000 for every? I mean, these are sources of great jobs, great livelihoods, great careers. My daughter does it out in Sacramento. So why would you pick one and give them $5,000? If you're not giving money based on maybe the size of the business, whatever, to all of them. But it's another excuse to Billy Gaughan, who's been a horrible commissioner, who's mismanaged the reassessment, who's raised taxes 33% when opportunities were there to reduce spending and limit the tax increase. It's insane. It's really crazy. And that, another reason to be for Chet Murley, for Lackawanna County Commissioner, he's not part of, nor is Chris Chermak, this intra-party fight between Billy Gaughan and his faction, Judge Nealon, Pat McKenna, Et Al, well, Mayor Many Names, Wendy Whackjob, all of them. And Marty Flynn, etc. end the Democrat Party inner fight, vote for Chip Murley. That's what I say. All right. We need to take a break because we've got the Veterans Tribute coming up. Bob Cordaro, the eponymous show. We'll be back with all that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our man, John Basiliga, and his, just one of his great companies today, because we're the weekend is nigh. Basiliga Hospitality. Let's talk about these award-winning properties. Aterra 519, best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection. All of those without a doubt. Sergei's the nightclub, open tonight. Winner, best nightclub, best live music. And it's fun, even for an old fogey like me. Far Street Tavern, winner, best bar food, best neighborhood bar, without a doubt. Queen City, downtown Oliphant, winner, best bar. Scranton Art House, winner, best movie theater, 3 years in a row. The Old Brook Inn, best outdoor dining 2 years in a row, best place to have a first date, and I would tell you a fifth date, 5 years in a row. And then, I think it's my favorite, the Stegmeyer Mansion downtown Wilkes-Barre. awesome. Joseph Doherty. We lost him October 3rd at age 95. He was from South Abington Township. Born in Scranton. West Scranton in particular. He was a graduate of West Scranton High School and a veteran of the United States Army, deployed to Germany and serving in the Korean War. Joe was happily married for 53 years to the late Ann Morgan Doherty, with whom he raised 6 children. He had a number of jobs throughout his career and retired from PNC Bank. He loved horseshoes, beanbags, avid hunter. He loved baseball, football. He loved gardening and making his own Poppy's pickles. Joseph Doherty was preceded in death tragically by 3 of his children, Joseph, Michael, and Paul. He survived by 2 sons, a daughter, 10 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. What a legacy. Joseph Doherty, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker today. Sunny, breezy, and cool, 58 degrees, 49 outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, clear and cold with frost in spots, 32 degrees. Friday, sunny, 65. Saturday, sunny, 65. Sunday, cloudy and windy with rain likely, 60. Somebody texts in, Mr. Paul texted this to me. It was something I was going to mention anyway. Pretty big deal. Chuck Schumer, the disgrace of all disgraces. Phoniest person on the planet. He's locked into a tie with a lot of people, by the way. Schumer says the shutdown gets better for the Democrats every day. Well, see, they don't care. They don't care. Do you see that? This is the proof. They don't care about you. They don't care about government services. They don't care about anything they're lying about. It gets better and better for us every day. God, sickening. Absolutely sickening. You normal Democrats, you better take your party back. And short of that, do not vote for them. And we've got the epitome, unfortunately, where I live, Lackawanna County with Billy Gahan, and Scranton with Mayor Cognetti. Awful. There's literally no concern for the people they represent. Look at these, I almost said a curse. Look at the people in Illinois, the mayor and the governor. Johnson and Pritzker. They literally don't care if the citizens of Chicago's are getting killed. They're not taking any help for the crime problem that they helped create. Not happening. All right, well, I think of these sickening, disgusting people. I have to think of something good. You know that song. You know that sound. And there's more. It is the Pie Man cometh. Peter De La Porta, how are you, my friend?
Robert! Good morning.
We just couldn't have a better leader than John Fetterman, I'm telling you.
A beautiful, gorgeous Thursday morning.
Yes, a little cool for my taste, but that's okay.
And what wouldn't be great? Our Fightin' Phils had a huge win last night.
Oh, did they? I did not know
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Their bats came alive. Kyle Schwarber hit two Schwarbombs over 500 feet and onto the roof.
Wow.
They beat the Dodgers, 8-2.
And what are they down, 2-1 now?
It's 2-1 now, and they're playing tonight. And if they win tonight, the series is tied. It comes back to Philadelphia for all the marbles.
All right. Well, what's your prediction? Let's do a quick prediction on the Phils tonight.
They're going to win. They're going to win tonight. Their bats have come along. I think they were kind of starstruck and frozen up there at bat, with all the stress and this is prime time and that. But
how is that? Come on. Number one, they're professionals getting paid millions of dollars a year. Number two, they do it every night. And number three, they've been in the playoffs about 8 years in a row. How could they be starstruck? Right. What are you talking about, Pie Man?
Well, that's a good point, Bob. But you know what? Schwarber finally gets a home run, and it opened up the floodgates.
We might have to have you start spinning for the Democrats. We're going to have you start spinning for Chuck Schumer. with that kind of nonsense.
Oh my God!
All right, but we're not here. We're not here for all of that. I would never accuse you of doing that. But we got to get to the
biggest phony ever walked the planet.
We got to get to the Eagles. Tell me what's happening. What's going to happen tonight?
Well, the 4-1 Eagles are headed up the New Jersey Turnpike to take on the 1-4 Giants at MetLife Stadium for Thursday Night Football, 8:15.
Personally, I'd take Route 95, but that's me.
Okay.
not the turnpike. Well,
I know you stopped by one of those steakhouses, Peter Luger's or whatever, a little detour, but
yes.
Rao's.
Rao's. We go to Rao's with Bo, yeah.
Yeah, that's the real deal.
Well, tonight's his night, speaking of. Yeah, tonight, Thursday night's his table.
But I digress.
What's going to happen tonight? Tell us.
The only way to watch the game is on, the way it is now, Prime Video and NFL Plus.
Okay.
Anyway, there's no more undefeated teams in the NFL. Against the Eagles lost last week to the horrible game to the Broncos. The Eagles gave away a victory. The defending Super Bowl champs haven't played well, as we talked last week, Bob. Mm-hmm. At halftime, they had a 14-point lead. No offense in the second half, just 7 punts. Saquon Barkley had 6 carries for 30 yards. And the Eagles' defense allowed the Broncos to score 18 points in the fourth quarter. The Eagles now have, also on the other side of the ball, the Eagles have the 31st ranked pass offense. And they just can't seem to put together a sustained 2 halves. Saquon Barkley, who was the best in the NFL last year, has only been averaging 53 points a game and 3.2 yards per carry. It's stunning. That's 72 yards less per game than last year.
Wow. Because, I don't see him even receiving passes. He was a double threat last year.
The offense is in complete chaos. I think a lot has to do with Bob. We talked about this, you and I, 2 years ago. They have a rookie coordinator, Kevin Petullo.
Again.
And his unit is hugely underperformed this season. They struggle to run the ball, pass with consistency in main drives. They're 22nd in first downs converted and 29th in the league in yards per play and 16th in expected points. It's an offense that returned 10 of 11 starters from a Super Bowl team.
It's got to be the coordinator, right?
Right. It's stunning. It's stunning. Now, the Giants, a lot has to do with both offensive and defensive line are heavily injured. Tonight, Jalen Carter's questionable. Glenn Dickerson's out. Grant Calcaterra's out. They have a lot of injuries. For the Giants, this new quarterback, rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, gets his first start prime time. I think you probably know the Giants went with Russell Wilson as their starting quarterback and went 0-3. What a disaster that was. And they decided to make Dart their starting quarterback 2 games ago, and he won against the undefeated Chargers. Had a great game. So and also the Giants have a good running back, Tyrone Tracy. So yeah, you know, my predictions are, you know, the Giants are terrible against the run, so expect Saquon to have a huge game. They have to stop the Giants' run game. The Eagles have significant advantages on the outside, their receivers versus the Giants' secondary. Hurts and A.J. Brown have to get on the same page. But remember, this is a divisional game, and they are always a war. But it feels like, to me, Bob, a bounce-back game for the Eagles.
Okay.
So
your prediction, prediction, drum roll, yeah, prediction.
Let's remember last year, it took them until October to get their act together after a loss to Tampa Bay. The Eagles are listed as a 7.5-point favorite, over-under 40. So my prediction is the Eagles 30, the Giants 17, and the Eagles going 5-1.
30-17. That's the pie man's word. Eagles, 30-17. So they cover the spread. So you and the Weekend Warrior are right there.
And next week, the Eagles go to Minnesota to play the Vikings against quarterback Carson Wentz.
Whoa, Prince Harry.
Yeah, Prince Harry.
Well, yeah. Pie Man, that you got it. 30-17. He's on the record.
Right.
Our
so
man, tonight, the Pie
Bob,
Man. The
pie, so tonight, Bob, go Eagles and go Phillies.
All right. Well, I'm rooting for both. I'm rooting for both because of the Pie Man. Because of the Pie Man. Not despite the Pie Man, because of him. All right. The Pie Man cometh. The Pie Man predicteth. And the Pie Man goeth.
All right.
We'll
great
take
show,
a break.
Brother. Love you.
We'll be back after this.
All right.
The Who, they released their hit I Can See for Miles. Murph tells us this date, 1967. Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. I told you I get Bill O'Reilly every day. It's one of the things I get. And he's focusing on J.B. Pritzker, that pig. I'm sorry to use a name like that because I'm no waif myself. He says, I think he's the worst governor in the country. Makes Gavin Newsom look like John Hancock. For 6.5 years, he sat in Springfield, Illinois, and done absolutely nothing, as about 4,000 Chicagoans have been murdered. Pritzker could have called the Illinois National Guard to assist Chicago PD in dismantling the drug gangs that commit most of the homicides. He could have also campaigned against the left-wing lunatic Soros DA, Fox. He could have also criticized the rules of engagement for the Chicago PD, such as you can't chase a suspect. Yes. O'Reilly continues, did you know that 80, those are my words. He continues, did you know that 80% of the murder victims are African Americans? But no, old JB was otherwise occupied raising taxes and spending money on windmills. Now President Trump has embarrassed Pritzker by sending federal authorities to Chicago in order to impose order. The governor's incoherent response is to say Mr. Trump wants to rig the election in 2026. Yes, Chicago's familiar with rigged votes, but JB is living in the Twilight Zone. He's traveling in another dimension. You didn't do your job, Governor. Simple as that. Too many coffins. What a disgusting fool. Yuck. JB Pritzker. I'm telling you, these people are sickening. Absolutely sickening. Masquerading as public servants. It's Somebody says, we need a new John Fetterman slogan for the Democrat Party. We already have his for the Eagles. You can say, how about the current state of the Democrat Party is so much worse than the Democrat Party? Very good. That's one of our great listeners. Somebody, Bob, did President Joseph R. Biden expressway signs are an embarrassment to Northeast PA. The signs should be removed and placed with duplicates at our southwestern state's borders with Mexico to memorialize the ongoing social, monetary, and other negatives placed upon our country and citizens by the 46th president's open borders policy. ALTS, says Tenor Jim from Wilkes-Barre. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you what, and we suffer exactly like the country does, the left-wing states do. Because we've got left-wing lunatics, one running the city of Scranton, one trying to run the county by himself. And they all could be voted to oblivion. You vote for Chet Murley for Lackawanna County Commissioner, Billy Gaughan is sidelined. He can't hurt you anymore. You vote for Gene Barrett for mayor, and Wendy, the henchman, and this awful Mayor Cognetti can't hurt us anymore. And we could turn the city around and get it back. By the way, she talks about corruption. There have been, to my personal knowledge, and I'm told much more, between board members that Mayor Cognetti has appointed and jobs she's given out, there are at least 5 people arrested. We're talking about corruption. And I told you about the bid rigging that took place on this Kapaus Avenue splash pad. Still sitting there unbuilt. It's incompetence. It's corruption. It's left-wing lunacy. All of it. The trifecta for this awful mayor. And then you put, to top it all off, she's running for U.S. Congress as she's running for mayor of Scranton. And promising you that she'll be there even less. No DPW director. Can't hire a DPW director. I said, why? Because there's no DPW, people with DPW experience that are transgender or meet her other check marks. By the way, garbage collection today. We got to play our song, Bulldog. We got to play Stick Out Your Can. They got my garbage this this morning. Let's take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We're going to return, and we've got Chet Murley, Lackawanna County Commissioner candidate. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.